Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. According to scripture, it is expected that Gentiles would seek after things of the world. However, in today's message, Bishop Dag will teach you why Christians must seek to find themselves rich towards God. This Monday's teaching will explain exactly what it means to be rich towards God and the ways that you can increase your heavenly riches even as you are still here on earth. Receive wisdom from today's message on how to avoid the mistake of being focused on storing up earthly treasures instead of being eternity-minded.
What a blessing. I'm so excited to see the dancing stars in the UK. UK dancing stars. They look like they are trying to overtake the Ghanaian dancing stars. Yes, I can feel it. Ghanaians, you better watch out. Well, the Bible says that riches do not endure forever. You must look diligently to the state of your flocks. Amen. All right, it's time to give a prophetic offering. And today, I'm going to give you the theme. You may be seated. I have given many themes. Last week I said, every day of my life shall be loaded with gifts, benefits, parcels, envelopes, promotions, invitations, and favors. The week before, it was all the arrows, meetings, sayings, plans, and decisions of the wicked against my life shall not stand, because the Lord is with me. Hallelujah. And the week before was, I receive wisdom that cannot be resisted. Amen. And the week before was, like a dream of the night, my life is going to explode into unexplainable realms of breakthrough. And the week before was, God has transferred me to a wealthy place. The week before was, God is making many rich, especially me. And on and on. Today, all right, is because my God is not a robber, but a rewarder. There shall be no more dry seasons in my business and my career. Full stop. Every benefit of serving God shall start appearing in my life. Amen. Every benefit of serving God shall start appearing in my life. Amen. So write it down, because my God is not a robber, but a rewarder. He is a rewarder. He's not a robber. He doesn't take from you. Always think, is somebody taking something from you, or somebody's ministering to you? Because my God is not a rewarder. I mean, my God is not a robber, but a rewarder. There shall be no more dry. You can have a special place for offerings to write. Where to write? Yes. There shall be no more dry seasons in my business and career. Your career in the ministry, your career in work, whatever. All dry seasons are over. Amen. Dry seasons are not nice. The ground is, the grass is brown. And things look dryish. Every benefit of serving God shall start appearing in my life from now. Amen. Amen. Do you believe? Amen. Amen. You better believe, because God is doing wonders. Now, benefits are going to start appearing. Amen. In your life. Amen. Benefits, the rewards are going to start appearing in your life. Because God is not robbing you. He is rewarding you. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. Amen. Amen. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. All right? Now, you must think of God as a rewarder. You must think of God as a rewarder. And when you think of God as a rewarder, you are thinking of him in the right way. You know, there is a way you can think of somebody. This man is just trying to cheat us. Oh, this man is just trying to do. Why doesn't he do this? Why doesn't he do that? If he was doing this, why would he not do that? It's a negative way of thinking. And that negative way of thinking can apply to God unconsciously. That you think of God as somebody who's taking your joy. He's taking away your life. He's taking away your happiness. He wants you to be sad. He wants you to suffer. He wants you to be unhappy. And he makes us give tithes. He doesn't really do anything. It's just verses to make us give and give and give and give and give. We never actually get anything back in return. You know? I mean, these are hidden thoughts. Yes. So, you must believe that God is a rewarder. My God is not a robber, but a rewarder. Amen. Amen. And so there shall be no more dry seasons in my business and my career. Amen. Amen. Every benefit of serving God shall start appearing in my life. Amen. 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 Every benefit is appearing in my life. How many years have you served the Lord? Let us believe God that every benefit that exists, that can exist, is going to start appearing in your life. You have to have this positive outlook, expecting something good. Revelations chapter 22. Are you with me? Revelations 22. Beautiful. Now, verse number 12, which are the words of Jesus, and if it's in your Bible, it's going to be red. Is it red? Find it. I'm waiting for you to find Revelations. You know it's the last book in the Bible. That's not hard to find. Revelations chapter 22 and verse number 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my lashes are with me. Behold, I come quickly, and my what? Reward. God is a rewarder. He comes with rewards. You'll be rewarded. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, last week I was telling a brother, he's somewhere up in the countryside building churches. And he's building so many churches that I was sort of feeling a little jealous because he was building the churches. You know, building churches is not a small thing. I was at a funeral and they mentioned all the good things that the person had done. Everybody was sitting there quietly. No one said even amen. Then when they said, and this church, she built it single-handedly, everybody started clapping. And I realized that the building of a church, even on earth, it's recognized as a very great thing. If you've ever been involved in building a church, you are really blessed. You are blessed to physically build it. You are blessed to spiritually build it. And you are blessed to be just part of it. It's a great honor. There's nothing like a church. It is God's house. God's house. So he says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his, as his work shall be. Everybody's going to get a reward for according to your work. So I hope you have a lot of work, all the things you've done. Every offering is going to be added up. Can you imagine when they start calculating your offerings? You never thought your offerings were being counted. You don't think your offerings are being counted. Your offerings are being counted. Everything you do, every work you give, everything you do. And it's counted against what you have. Because some people give 100 CDs and they've given 100% of what they have. And some people give 100 CDs and it doesn't even get to 0.1% of what they have. So it's really relative. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, God looks at the heart. Do you see? Yes. And God sees beyond our excuses. Sometimes when you look at the things in the countries, you realize that there are things that cannot be done. Years go by, they never do it. But when it comes to certain things, it's possible. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Especially if it's something political that will give them marks. It becomes so possible. Money or no money. Is it not amazing? Yes. So what I'm trying to say is that God is not like even voters, people who are voting. But the voting, we don't even understand the methods of voting. God just looks straight at your heart. Yes. The other day I was in the hospital and somebody was having a CT scan. So I was looking at the machine as the scan was going through the person's brain. Because the person had had an accident, so we were looking at the person's brain. So as we were looking in the screen, we're looking at the brain and the sinuses and the bones and everything. You know, we're not looking at his face. We're not looking at whether he was handsome. We're looking straight at the brain and straight into the skull and straight into the sinuses and the fluids levels and other things. We're looking straight. And that's how God is. He just looks straight and he just sees. So when you are lying, you see it's written on the capital lie. He looks straight and he sees capital lie, lying. Deceiver. Wicked. Good, bad. He just sees straight. But everybody else sees the outside. Yeah. So brothers and sisters, God looks straight at you. And he's going to reward you. And you're going to get the right reward. That's why he always tells us, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. Don't venture. But give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. When it comes to judgment, God is the one who knows everything about people. He knows our hearts. He knows what we have, what we don't have. And he is the rewarder. It's true. It's true. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, don't bother trying to assess and judge. God is really looking at all our lives and is going to reward us accordingly. So he says, I come quickly and my reward is with me. It's coming with rewards. Full of rewards. If you ever believe in Father Christmas, that's Jesus. The biggest Father Christmas you can ever have. Rewards, plenty. When he visits you, plenty of rewards. And his rewards are such that you can't even use them. You always have to share. It's like, oh, others for chop some. Yes. You are going to have more than you can carry. More than you can carry. I'm prophesying. You have more rooms than you can sleep in. Your rooms will be, you'll be looking at the room and say, ah, there are too many rooms here. What will I do with this room? Receive it. You will have more cars than you can drive. Receive it. You have more shoes than you can wear, especially the ladies. You have more. There is nothing like too many shoes, limited. Receive it. You have more dresses than you can wear. Yes. Do you believe it? Yes. You have more. Princess Diana, I'm not saying that you should have it, but she had her wardrobe was 12. They said it was 12 townhouses joined together. That was the size of her wardrobe. Yes. So you see that your wardrobe is small. You know, compared to Princess Diana, so it's quite small. Receive a larger wardrobe. And you no more be pulling things out of suitcases and bags. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. God's rewards are overflowing. Many things, you can't use them, you can't eat them. You have more chicken than you. You watch and see. Chicken will be more. Those who have passed by seeing chicken and say, oh Lord, when? I promise you, God is going to give you more than you. You can't use the things he's going to give you. Amen. So giving is a great thing you must approach with faith. I want to encourage you not to give if you don't believe. Don't bother. Because you see, the church, you know, the church is God's house. And it's always far richer than any individual. That's something God showed me. Yes. Some people feel sorry for the church. Oh, I want to give this to the church. Never think that way. Even when you look at the church, the Catholic church, the Anglican church, I mean, older churches, you see that the church, there's nothing like the church. Very powerful and even financially very strong. Yes. It's a very mighty thing that God set up. If you go to England, the Anglican, the method, they own streets and I don't know how it happens, but a church is a very mighty organization. Yeah. So never feel sorry for the church. Say, oh, I feel so sad. Let me give a donation. No, you are the one who needs a donation. How many feel that you need a donation in this room? Everybody has raised their hand. Everybody here needs a donation. Wouldn't you mind that the donation, those of you watching, mustard seed and others, wouldn't you mind the donation? Beautiful. As for donations, we need. Do you see? So you are not giving to help something that is poor. You are giving to God. There is no instruction in the Bible that is for God's benefit. Huh? I said there is no instruction in the Bible that is for God's benefit. It's always for your benefit. You are the one who benefits. God is already God. If I was hungry, you are not the person I would have asked for meat. Yes. You see what the scripture says? Give thyself wholly. That what? Thy profiting. When you give, you profit. That thy profiting, not God's profiting, your profiting appears to people. When you give, you profit. There is no instruction in the Bible for God's benefit. So God is full. No. You cannot satisfy God. Can't you see that you can't satisfy God? Huh? Yes. On Mars, Mars is really out. I don't know if you people have been watching. Mars is out, Jupiter is out, Saturn is out. Very beautiful. Mars is like a golden object. There's this reddish, but it's goldish looking now. Amazing. The largest mountain on Mars is about 10 times bigger than Mount Everest. Olympus Mons. Olympus Mons. That's a mountain. On Mars. The largest mountain on Mars. Yes. More than 10 times bigger than and higher than Mount Everest. These mountains are God's mountains. What do you have? You're going to help the God who made Mars and look at the mountain that is there. Yes. Your house doesn't have upstairs. Look at the Mons, Olympus Mons that God has created. That is a picture of it there. The largest mountain on Mars. Yeah, it looks flat, but it's not flat. It's huge and very high. Yeah. You can see the sun behind. You know, the sun is getting smaller. Yeah. I mean, the God who made all these things, you are going to help him with 5 CDs, 5 pounds. You're going to help him with $5. You're going to get angry about giving $20. Let us be serious, please. Listen. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. Psalm 50 verse 12. It is for your benefit. The world is mine. The world is mine. The world is mine. It can only be for your benefit. So, let us believe in a God who rewards us for every single offering. And let's believe that he really does reward. And that his rewards are with him. And that one way or another, God will reward you for your faithfulness in giving. And that it is for your profiting, not his profiting. And I know that as you look to Jesus, he will reward you. He will answer all your prayers. Amen. Amen. The day that you want to live and you say, Lord, give me one more chance, just one more year. You'll be surprised that it's worth more than all your offerings that you've ever given. Yeah. True. Yeah. Do you know that people keep money so that they can pay a doctor to keep them alive? You know, I once met a millionaire who was very sick. And he told me, I go everywhere with my doctor. Then he said to me, I don't now travel on a normal plane. I only fly private jets because of the infection on planes. And I travel everywhere with my doctor. Then he almost started crying. He said, I would have been under. The operation that he did was more than $1 million. Yes. Yes. You will pay anything for just 1 year more. So when God gives you and you celebrate your birthday, you will be saying, Lord, let me give you 5 CDs. But if God says, shows you that one more year, wow, one more chance, you'll find out that it's worth far more. So sometimes you feel, oh, God has, we've been giving now, we don't see. Sorry. Just don't give. You know, sometimes I wonder people watch and why do you continue watching? If what you are watching angers you, just turn it off and go to some other channel or watch another pastor who you prefer. Why watch me and criticize me? I don't even understand the rationale. You are just a quarrelsome person. Maybe you are just quarrelsome. You want something to quarrel with. Or maybe you are bored. You are idle. Maybe you are idle. Find another pastor who really suits you, whom you like. You like his face. You like the things he says. His preaching is good. Just change and go and listen to that person. or watch cartoons, or watch James Bond, Sean Connery. Anyway, I hope you go to heaven. Hey! Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. I believe that there's a reward for every offering and every little thing that you do for God. Amen. Amen. Take out your offering and let's pray over today's offering, which says every benefit of serving God begins appearing in my life from now. Amen. Starts appearing. Because my God is not a robber, but a rewarder. There shall be no more dry seasons in my business and my career. Every benefit of serving God starts appearing in my life now, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you as we give today. Bless and bless mightily in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, give your tithes. Give your tithes, give your offering, give your special of everything, just in case the television goes off. Don't fry fish now. Don't eat lunch. Don't do anything. We are having church. Listen, you know, in England, for instance, now there's a lockdown. Another lockdown has come. The whole country is locked down. And many countries. So you must accommodate and understand that we need to do the flow service properly because it's necessary in so many places. You may not understand. So be very accommodating and learn how to do church on television. We are ending, at the end of this month, we are starting live service, 29th November. I'm telling you, we are starting live. So we will not be here. We are going live. So we'll give you the details. Yeah, so enjoy the service that we are doing on the video this Sunday, next Sunday, next Sunday, next Sunday, and then one after, that's it, live. So I told you a time will come, we'll say that, okay, now this and that and that. So you shouldn't have quarreled with it when it was going on. You should have just benefited. Yeah. All right, so 29th is live. So everybody who's watching, who are part of First Love Church, get ready, live. Church said, we'll give you the venue, we'll give you the place, the time, everything. It's going to be at the same time anyway. So, beautiful. So, get ready for live church. Is it exciting, amazing, beautiful, and wonderful? Yes. So, take out your offering and all that. And it's going to be in the healthiest environment possible. But yes. Healthy. All COVID protocols, free air will be flowing over our heads. Amen. Amen. Are you excited? Yes. Amazingly excited? Yes. Beautiful. Father, bless everyone that is giving today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then I also want to introduce and mention again our 100 cathedrals. I know we have achieved 101 churches, but now we are going to 100 cathedrals. And of course, we are now headed for 200 church buildings, chapels, okay? Community chapels. And now we are going to 100 cathedrals. And I know there are over 100 people that are going to build this 100 cathedral. So I am preparing the venue for you. Every church is real. This look at this is First Love First Center in Nairobi, Kenya. Yeah, it's a massive church right there. And it's beautiful. That's the inside of the church. Okay. That's Lilongwe, Malawi. Yeah, the capital of Malawi, Lilongwe. Beautiful. And that's Blantyre, the other capital of Malawi. So all these are church buildings. And in Dola, Zambia, many, many church buildings. Luansha, Zambia, many cities. Okay. Back to. I'm saying that I know, not these ones. These ones have been built. I'm talking about 100 cathedrals, brand new city cathedral. Everywhere I've had a crusade, I want to build a church. Like this town, Kitwe. We had a crusade there. This Kitwe. Those of you who don't know Zambia, it's the top biggest city after the capital. This is in the Copper Belt. So it's like a capital city of Zambia. It actually was almost part of Congo. That's where they have copper. The copper mine is over 100 years old. This is the very big copper for the whole world. So that's our cathedral right there. Beautiful. And this is Kaboroni in Botswana. They are not models, so it's the actual thing that you are seeing. See, some of you don't know nice things, so when you see, you think it's a model. You get it? This is inside the Kaboroni Cathedral. Yeah, First Love Center, Kaboroni. And, you know, in the First Love Church, we are going to have churches in 190 countries. We thank God for our brothers, mothers, and fathers, and all that, whatever they have done. But the First Love Church itself, we want to have a church in every country, 190. So all the young children, we are spreading ourselves over the world, and we are taking each country. Even though our fathers are there, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't also work hard. Do you see? Our fathers and our parents are there, but we are also doing something small. Amen. Amen. Something big. Amen. So 100 cathedrals. If you want, just contact my secretary for building. She will tell you exactly what it is. And it's very, very possible because we have adjusted so many things to make it possible. And you'll be surprised. I'll soon be saying 17 people have already given. And you'll be shocked. Your dry seasons have come to an end in the name of Jesus. And soon the benefits of serving God will start what? Appearing. In Jesus' name. Beautiful. All right. Please don't forget today, I want to share with you. I told you last week and this week. What did I preach about last week? What about financial ascendancy? How Jesus did what? Provides. Showed his miracle. Seven times Jesus showed that he can add all things unto you. Yes, seven times, isn't it? He showed his power. He showed his control over money, that is the controller of money. All right? You can see. Yes. 5 loaves, 7 loaves, and then what? The fish with the mouth, and then the net that broke the first time, and the second time the boat was sinking, and then what again? And then when he sent them, they didn't, without money, like no purse, no money, go. People are coming to you. You'll be loaded with parcels, benefits, envelopes. It takes faith. Yes. And then sending to the man you meet, you see somebody carrying water. Follow the man carrying the water. Wow. You know, there's in some investigations, they say follow the rich white man. I mean, you'll find the crime in the film. I mean, somebody said it and follow the rich white man. So that was follow the one carrying the water. You come to the house. You get it? That's what Jesus was trying to say. Who to follow? Hey. All right. Jesus is blessing us. Do you feel the blessing? Yes. Jesus is in control. I'm leading you towards God. I want you to like God and love God. It is good for you to like God, to love God. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for your mighty power as we present our offering. We present cathedrals also as part of the offering. Churches, church buildings as part of the offering. And Lord, we present our tithes, offerings, money, anything we have. We present it to you. Ah, we are glad to serve you and to prove the sincerity of our love. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, you can't give if you don't love God. Yes. The Bible says, David spoke. Anyway, let me not go into that. I'll start talk a long time. All right? So, it's a blessing. Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the beginning, you were there, and you saw the world being created. Without you, nothing was made. Everything was made by you. You are the Word of God. You are on the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. You are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful. Jesus, Jesus, I've never seen you, but I believe in you, my Lord, Jesus, my precious Savior. You're the Son of God. I'm drawn to your story, to the story of my Lord and Savior. I love hearing stories of Jesus. Oh, 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 Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you. Jesus, 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 you are so full of love, and you are so kind, full of truth, and yet so full of grace. You know all my sins, all my shortcomings, yet you look at me with those loving eyes and so much tenderness. Oh, you are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. Saw the world being created. Everything was made by you. Without you, nothing was made. You are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. Jesus, Jesus, you are the Son of God. In you is light, so much light. Your light is shining in my life, shining in my darkness. Now evil is overcome. For light is now the light of men. Jesus, I am so drawn to you. Oh, Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so. Oh, 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 oh. You are so beautiful. You are so lovely, Lord. You are so beautiful, my lovely Lord. I love you so.
We go to a good church that gives out free t-shirts. Amen. It's a blessing. Are you excited to be in the house of God? Ask your neighbor, are you happy? Are you full of joy? Tell your neighbor, I'm happy to be here. I hope you're also happy to be here. Amen. And we've been learning about financial ascendancy. And God is lifting us up to powerful levels of prosperity. I've been receiving testimonies the whole week about financial breakthroughs and how the Lord is blessing his people. Amen. And Prophet taught us last week to seek first the kingdom and to love God and to seek God and set our hearts on God. And all the things that the Gentiles are looking for are being added unto us. And that's your story in Jesus' name. That's your testimony in Jesus' name. And I know that as these words, you know, there is nothing that is preached to us that we will not become. The seed is being planted in us and God is blessing us. Amen. So we're about to hear, and I don't know what we're about to hear tonight. Tell your neighbor, I don't know what it is, but it's going to be good. Have you ever seen an actor in a movie? You say, I don't know what the movie is about, but the fact that this person is in the movie, I know it's going to be a good movie. So I don't know what's going to happen today, but I tell you, the fact that my favorite preacher is about to preach shows you that God is about to speak to us. And if you're as excited as I am, let's sing this powerful song of faith that declares that nothing is impossible.
It's impossible when you put your trust in God.
Nothing is impossible.
It's impossible when you trust in his word.
Put one hand behind your ear, say, hearken to the voice.
Hard for me, then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word.
For everything,
for everything,
everything,
for everything.
Yes,
yes, everything is possible when God.
Come on, now turn to your neighbor and declare over their life: nothing is impossible. You at home, speak to your family. Speak to your brother, speak to your sister. Tell them nothing is impossible. When you're trusting in His word. Hearken
to the voice.
Is there anything too hard?
Is
your pastor, my pastor, Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of today. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Your life will not be the same after this service. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated if you have a seat. Please, no cooking. No cooking at all. Don't be in the kitchen for the service. Just concentrate for a short while. We are left with 3 more services like this, and we are going live. So please, the next 3 weeks are going to be spent dancing stars preparing, film stars preparing, gospel choir preparing, ashes preparing, culinary stars preparing, fragrance. Yes, sanctifies ministry. That is the alcohol ministry. Those who are putting alcohol on our hands. Not drinking, for the hands. Mask ministry, security. All the different groups preparing. Dazzling lights. And we are going to where we first began, up in Mampong. Yeah. So, and it's every Sunday till we return to, you know, our place is a little tight. So we are trying to make it a bit area. And then when we finish making it a little bit area, then come. So please, everybody who is part of the service, be ready for that. It's going to be beautiful up in there at the Jesus Savior of the World car park. All right? Park. Yes. So fresh air service. We are going from flow to fresh air. Amen. Ascendancy. All right? So everybody is going to be ready. Busing stars. Busing stars are going back into action. Center leaders, everybody. Masontas, arrivals, internet ministry. Try to make sure that there's internet there. Yeah. Camera, everything. All right? Beautiful. So it's amazing. Now, today, I'm going to attempt to preach about something. We are on financial ascendancy, but I'm going to show you a particular phrase that Jesus used when he was alive here on earth. He's still alive on earth. And when he was here physically, right? And you find that in Luke 12, 16. And I'll tell you the title of the message very shortly. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Verse 19. Then I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. So my subject is how you can be rich towards God. Yes. How you can be rich towards God. Because it's a phrase that Jesus used. So is he that is not rich towards God. All right? Rich toward God. Yes, towards God. Are you there? It's a very interesting story, isn't it? It sounds like something that happens on earth all the time. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. Like, I have so much. You get it? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow in the greater barns all my goods and my fruits. Like open more bank accounts. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. Verse 19. And I will say to my soul. You see, we speak to ourselves all the time. Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Like, be happy. Okay? But God said unto him, thou fool. God called him a fool. People praised him and gave him awards for entrepreneurship. Entrepreneur of the year. Best small scale business of the year. Best award for commercial success. Farmer of the year. CEO of the year. But God said unto him, God didn't call him that. Please, if you are the farmer of the year, I beg you, please. Excuse me. I don't know. I'm just giving examples. I don't even know that there's such. But yes, please. And God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Now, right along in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, you see the same kind of warning there. All right? It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, rich towards God, treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Now, the characteristic of things on earth are written there. Moth-eaten clothes. You know, when you leave clothes in the wardrobe for a long time, do they change? They become moldy. And what else? They change color. And what else? They become tattered. And what else? Smell? They have a smell. Okay? They become soft. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know. So you, thank you. So, moth. So that is, and they look old. they look old. And sometimes they even look outdated. Isn't it? From another era. And you ask, how could I wear this? So moth, then rust, every physical structure we have gets rusty. Metals especially. And then buildings get old. You know, if you have a house and you leave the house without going there for some time, you'll be surprised as if somebody is intentionally spoiling the house, but nothing is happening, just the house existing disappears. I once watched a documentary of, it was called, I think, Life Without People. Yeah, you see how the world would decay if just take people out of the world for a few weeks or months. There's nobody around. The whole world would just deteriorate. And it's an amazing documentary. And they show you real places where sometimes things were abandoned and left. I mean, nobody has gone to spoil anything. It just spoils by itself. You get what I'm saying? Yes. I once went to a house with three floors, three stories. 1, 2, 3. You know, this was the grandest house of that area. But at the time that I went there, when it rains from the third floor all through down. And nobody can stay there. It's amazing. So things on earth have that characteristic. The money you keep, you can't even use. The value changes. Yeah. I can tell you because I had a friend who traveled to England at the time when Ghana had a plane. We had one plane. It was called VC-10. Okay. VC-10. And there was one. And the cost at that time was 6,000 cedis. But now that we've changed the currency, you wouldn't really understand, because 6,000 cedis is almost about $1,000. About $1,000. But it was like 60 million. You know, so the 60 million, you get it, was the 6,000 became 60 million. Yeah. And so if he had saved the money instead of going on the VC-10, he would have had 6,000, he needed 60 million. He'd have kept the 6,000. That's how much it changed. So money also rots. And then apart from that, thieves do not break through and steal. I mean, even when you die, some time ago I had great confidence in wills. Wills. Like you write a will, say, I've given this to this, this to this, this to this. You know, but you'd be surprised that you can write a will. It will never be implemented. Yes. I know what I'm talking about. It's what I've seen it before. Yes. People discussing and quarreling over their will for years. Many people's wishes are not carried out, and if they could rise from the dead, they would change things. And then the greatest problem is that they don't know how to share their things, because they have given birth to more children than they can divide the things into, and you can't divide into an even number. And then since they want to give the same to everybody, it doesn't work out. And sometimes they have different wives, different people, and that they love different people by a certain time of their life. The people you will love at the end of the life are different from the people you may love at the beginning of your life. And as you go along, the loves may change. Yes. And so that's why people keep changing. Was it the last will? This was the last one I wrote. There's a reason why it's written the last will and the last testament. Yes, and that by this I revoke all other wills and codicils that have been made. Yes, I've changed my mind. And even after you've written, there are people that can come and say, I challenge this. Yes. Yeah. One man I know, he wrote a will and he left his things to his friend. And some people that I know, they went and challenged, they said, we are nephews. We are what? Nephews and nieces. And this man is not related to this man. And they won. Yes. And the thing was sold and shared and they chopped some. Yes. Amazing. So the things on earth become like nonsense. I've seen many people's things become like nonsense. Pray that your things will not become like nonsense. Yeah. So anyway, as we are learning from Jesus and seeing that Jesus controls this kind of money, he is teaching us to lift up our eyes. Do you see? And that's what he said in Luke chapter 12, that all these things do the nations of the world seek after. But you. Yes, I like the Luke one. I never noticed that word. All these things do the nations of the world seek after. Uh-huh. And your Father knows that you have need of them. That's how everybody in this world behaves. All their life is getting things that can rust, rot, and that can be stolen and be made nonsense of. But you seek the kingdom of God and make yourself rich towards God. So what does it mean and how can you be rich towards God? I've always thought about this phrase because Jesus didn't explain it. What it means to be rich towards God. So I'm going to attempt. That's why I said it's an attempt. Do you understand? Yes. To explain what it means to be rich towards God. And I would like everybody who is following to be rich towards God. Amen. Amen. So either I run through or I go slowly. Which of the two?
Slowly.
Slowly?
Yes.
Slowly, then we'll be here for 3 weeks. No, but we have to do other things. Yes. So number one, rich in seeking God. Seeking God, rich in seeking God, makes you rich towards God. You see, Jesus made it very open. What it means to be open. Now, it says, without faith, Hebrews 11, 6, it is impossible to please him. So, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of people that diligently seek him. So, when your soul is required of you, all right, you will now be standing, and whether there's anything apart from the things on earth, would you have a reward for anything up there? Will you be rich as far as God is concerned? Or you just have things that can be stolen? Now, who does he reward? Who is he happy with? He's happy with people that diligently seek him. So when you diligently seek God, you lay up for yourself rewards from God in heaven. Yes. That's what the Bible says. He rewards people that diligently seek him. So if you are a businessman, a farmer, any job you are doing, and you want to be rich towards God, diligently seek for God. Diligently seek. You see, seeking God changes everything about you and changes your assets in heaven. That's what he said. Lay up treasures in heaven. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So anybody who is diligently seeking God is becoming richer towards God, because you are piling up rewards in heaven. and rewards from the Father. That is what he rewards. He doesn't reward your houses. He doesn't reward your cars. He rewards those who diligently seek him. Number two. Rich in faith makes you rich towards God. When you have a lot of faith, you start having rewards. And this verse says the same thing. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So when you have a lot of faith or beliefs, and faith is obedience, a lot of things you have obeyed, you start having rewards. Now, Hebrews 10 verse 35 says, cast not away your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. Change the version. Don't throw away your faith. Yes. So don't throw away. No. NASB. Change the version. Not living. Right? Don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. The word confidence is faith. Don't put away faith. It has a great reward. Not for earth, not for things that can get rusty. All right? Faith. When I read this, I quickly asked myself, what are the things he has asked me to do? I should obey him. And I am becoming richer towards God. Yes. As far as God, I may not be rich in your eyes. I may not be rich in your eyes, but towards God, what God rewards is increasing. Amen. Your obediences are what is important. You know, one day I was somewhere and I prayed for a long time. And then I slept and I woke up crying. It was wet. The bed was wet where I was sleeping from crying. And I saw some people that were handicapped in the film or the dream I had, and I was crying, and I felt the Lord telling me, do something to help these people. Normally I wouldn't do, even looking at those things, I don't feel happy looking at them. How many don't feel happy when you see something that you don't like to look at? Yes, I'm telling you the truth. Yes, you just want to not look at it. You want to turn away from it. Yes, you know. So to me, you know, it's not something I would even consider as something so important for me to do. How do I come in? Yes. Uh-huh. But you see, you become richer towards God. The more things God tells you, do this and you do it, your riches in the eyes of God, it says it has great recompense or it has a great reward. So suddenly your rewards are increasing. You are rich. Unlike that rich man who was just building barns and making himself happy, eat and drink, but nothing up there. So I'm showing you what to do to have heavy weight riches over there. Faith. Faith toward God. Whatever God has told you, if he tells you to obey, to serve somebody, to follow something, to do something, do it. I'm just telling you what will make you rich towards God. Number three. Rich in love makes you rich towards God. Rich in love makes you rich towards God. But I'm staying with Jesus. Luke 6:35. You know Luke 6:38, but 35 you don't know. But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, which is the same as giving. And your reward shall be great. And your reward shall be what? Great. Will you get anything on earth? I don't know if you get anything on earth for loving your enemies. Loving enemies and loving, being rich in love, sparks the angels who are packing your suitcases and your heavenly wardrobes. Sparks another townhouse. I told you Princess Diana had her wardrobe was 12 townhouses. In heaven, your wardrobe will be more than 100 houses of dresses and clothes. I don't know what girls are going to have in heaven, whether you have different houses or whether girls will be different from boys in heaven. I can't tell. But Father Abraham was there, Lazarus was there, they were men. I'm sure there will be boys and girls in heaven. But we won't have all the problems we have now. Amen. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. You know, one day the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Something happened to me. And God said to me, if you can love these ones, you have achieved some of the greatest things in your ministry. And I thought I was not hearing right. Like, love somebody who has wronged you. He said, if you can love this one, then you have achieved some of the greatest things in your ministry. I said, wow. And I sat up. But when I see this verse, it's true. Love and your reward will be great. People are empty as they are heading towards heaven. There's surely heaven has nothing for you. You just have things on earth. Yeah. No seeking God. So what of those who seek God? You said, when was the last time you were seeking God? Faith, rich in faith. So you don't believe most of the things. You don't even believe that I'm a man of God. If you believe I'm a man of God, you wouldn't say some of the things you say. You think differently. What have I done to you? Why? Huh? Be rich in love. And your reward will be great. There was this man, I forget his name, Bob something. He had a vision, went to heaven. When they came back, the question is, did they learn to love? Going back, they were asking, has he learned to love? Like he was coming to heaven. Has he learned to love? That was all they were asking. Has he learned to love? You got nothing in heaven, brother, as you are moving with your lovelessness and wickedness. You got nothing in heaven. Number four, you can't really do much about, but still I want to tell you. Rich in persecutions makes you rich in heaven. Luke 6:22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you. How many have ever felt separated? Wow. And shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day. Why? Leap. Jump. Behold, your riches in heaven are increasing. Wow. You got no reproach. Nobody is persecuted. There's no problem at all. So when I see some people say, my mother is worrying me about this, my father is worrying, my grandmother says I shouldn't come to church, my father. These are basic Christian issues. I mean, without a little persecution here and there, you can't have anything in heaven. You go with your plastic bag. Look, does anybody have a plastic? Plastic? No, I want a plastic bag. One day, what they call rubber. Uh-huh. Yes. One day, I will not tell you what is in the bag. It's personal. One day, we were having a crusade, and a lady, everybody was coming up with whatever, and a lady came with her best clothes and her best handbag, and this was a handbag. Yeah, my heart was touched. This was what she had. She was so happy she was healed. I didn't remember which country. Huh? It was black, eh? It was a black plastic bag. That was her best bag. And she came on the stage and she was healed and she was so happy. And this was her bag. Not that she went to buy something, but this was her handbag. And she was holding it very powerfully, like the way I'm holding mine. You see, some of you, when you get to heaven, all you have is a little plastic bag like this. Yes. Okay, there's nothing to you as you've arrived in heaven. All your things are on earth. And you spend all your time getting things which Jesus said he knows you need them. And that he controls even people who walk around having them. That's why I said, you see a man holding a pitcher, follow the man. Like the film said, follow the rich white man. You find the source of the crime. Rich in persecutions. So, let's not be so sad. Sometimes when I see some people talking, I say, glory be to God. Three people have called me Satan. Three people. That's the name that they could give to me. I said, wow. The first time I heard it, I knelt down and I said, I thank you, Jesus, that I am worthy to be blasphemed like this. I'm going to share with you about blasphemy soon. Yes. So those of you softies who want to be Christians, don't want anybody to say anything about you. You can't be a softie and be in the house of the Lord. They're going to throw stones at you. They're going to throw things at you. It's the nature of this terrain. Do you know any man of God whom they don't say bad things about? If you can just mention one. Yes. So, blessed are you. Your rewards are increased in heaven. Number five. Rich in souls makes you rich in heaven. Are you checking your bank accounts? Huh? Are you getting richer in heaven? Not easy to be rich in heaven, you see. The fruit of the righteous, Proverbs 11:30, is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. Amen. Are you there? Yes. So when you turn many to righteousness, you are making your reward in heaven huge. Because a star is huge. Do you know how many million miles it is from here to the sun? Earth. If you are on Earth, even if you are in England, you are 93 million miles from the sun. When you get to Mars, you are 141 million miles from the sun. And when you get to Jupiter, you are 440 million miles. And when you get to Saturn, you are 880 million miles from the sun. It's so far. That's why it's like a dot. Now, one star extends from the sun to Jupiter, the size. The size of the surface of one star extends from the sun up to Jupiter. Did you understand? I'll say it again. From the sun to us is 93 million miles. Million. To Venus is 67. To Mercury is 36 million. Mars, 141 million. And Jupiter, 440 million. One star is as big as from the sun, crosses all Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, up to Jupiter and swallows Jupiter. Oh, it's one star. And there are many in the sky. God is great, oh. It will take British Airways 2,000 years to cross the surface of a star. 2,000 years. You give birth to 2,000 years. And when you save souls and you turn people to righteousness, either as a soul winner or a shepherd, you shine like the stars. When you'll be given the brilliance of a star. I don't even know what it means. Sometimes I suspect that the stars are people. That's what I think. Because when he said that a third of the stars were cast down to the earth, I suspect that the stars, because no one can get there. Yeah. No one can get there. There's nothing we have that can reach a star. Yeah. So soul winning and no souls, and as we prepare to come back for the live service, and as we prepare for Souling Sunday next week, you don't get involved in soul winning, you have nothing. You have nothing. Sometimes I look at people who are doing business, getting money. I just say, what do you have? What does it do for you? When you are not rich towards God, you must become rich towards God. Because God will look at you and say, you are a fool. You are a fool. What are you gathering? It cannot cross at all. It cannot enter. One time I was flying to Madagascar and I got to the foot of the plane and I was holding my hand luggage. That was all the luggage I had. And the lady said, you cannot get on board with this. I said, I'm getting on board. I go with everywhere with it. She said, you cannot. I said, I'm going with it. She said, you cannot. I said, I'm going with it. She said, sir, put your bag here. Otherwise, you are not getting on this plane. Yeah. We are gathering things which will not go. It will not enter the plane. And I had to obey. I left all my possessions. I left it on the tarmac. Yes. Because she said, this is not going. Today, God is pointing at your house. He's saying, this is not going. He's pointing at your car. He's saying, this is not going. Your bank account. This is not. You see how they'll fight over your bank account when you are gone. Somebody will come and claim, I lost my money. This. People will come and say, he owed. When my father died, people came to say that he owed them. Yes. You've not seen somebody die before. Look, you'll be surprised. The nature of people even changes.
Wow.
Yes. The human nature manifests. This is not going. Your dresses, none is going. You know, one of the things here, and you'll be surprised. Relatives, there are relatives who come for your clothes. Oh, yes. As you are gone, they've come for the clothes. There's a day that they come that they are coming for the things. And they are sharing it. Everybody wants some. Cooking utensils, everything. It's quite some way to die. Anyway, so Jesus is encouraging all of us not to be fools when it comes to this earthly money. He is in control of the money. You give yourself to him and see what he can do for you. Number 7. I'm showing you things to make more assets in heaven. Do you want more?
Yes.
Number what? Seven or six?
Six.
Rich in receiving prophets and helping prophets. Receiving men of God and helping men of God. Yeah. Matthew 10 verse 40. Matthew 10 verse 40. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. And he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Once you receive somebody because he's a prophet, because he's a righteous man, you get a reward. Please, don't ask me how. Don't ask me where there is a reward. What's a prophet's reward? I don't know what it is. Righteous man's reward, I also don't know. Do you know everything? How does it help us if we know everything? Listen, there is a reward. The word reward is there. Okay? And there is something that comes from receiving a prophet. So when a prophet or a servant of God comes your way, and you receive, there is a reward. All those that receive Jesus are blessed. Jesus tells them, you are the ones that have been with me. I will give you this in my Father's house. There are many mansions. You will be those who sit on my right and on my left. I mean, to a point where they were quarreling as to who is going to be on the right, who is going to be who in heaven. I mean, the reward factor was heavy on their minds to the point of quarreling. I've not yet seen any of my disciples or bishops fighting over who is going to be first in heaven. I wish there would be such quarrels. And we know that you are eternity-minded. We always say the disciples were carnal. That's why they were fighting of who will be the greatest. But they were actually more spiritual because they were thinking of spiritual heavenly rewards. It's a good quarrel to have. I wish you guys would start quarreling about who is going to sit near Jesus. In heaven, not on earth. Rich in receiving God's servants. Yes. Watch out. Anybody who is sent, know how to be humble and receive the person. Receive them. He said, touch not my anointed. That's not even the topic. We come to that. But we are talking of reward for receiving them. Yes. There's a lot of reward for receiving. In the name of, knowing that that's what it is. So if I'm sent to you and you receive me, you open yourself to receive what God has sent me. You get a reward for that. Yeah, just because I came in the name of the Lord. When people treat my children, my biological children, and I've had many instances like that. Are you Bishop Doug's son, daughter? Wow. I was blessed by his book. Then they treat the person nicely, differently. There's a reward for that. And touches me, even me, that it touched me. That. Is it because my name was mentioned that you are so nice to this person? It touches me. So when God sees that he sent somebody and you are so nice to the person, it touches him. Say, wow, because it was coming in my name. Look at how the person just opened up. Wow. So your receiving of somebody as he has come in the name of the Lord is a great blessing. Whenever we have crusades, I'm so grateful to the pastors who join with the crusade. Because I realize that they've opened themselves up to receive me. Yes. And those who didn't open themselves to receive, they are always marked and noted. That this man opposed us. This man didn't help us. This man was some way. I mean, they always say, this one, he said this and that. And then some even go further. So we've paid accommodation. We want you to stay here. Or we provided this. When I was in Mali, they brought me a whole goat. Is it a goat? Sheep. They open it and they roast it in a way. And they brought from the president. Yeah. The president sent it to me. I visited the president. The president's wife, she knelt down. These are Muslims. She knelt down for me to pray for her. I prayed for the president. He blessed himself like this. Blessing. Yeah. The man who drove me to the plane, everybody was on board. And they kept me at the VIP in Mali, Bamako. Midnight, 12:30 in the night. The man dropped me. Everybody, no, only he's the only one taking me. When he got to the foot of the plane, he came out of the car. They were waiting for me, Air France. Then he just knelt down and said, bless me. I prayed for him. That was all. He only wanted my blessing. Yes. You see, he that receiveth you. We are talking of reception. Humility towards God's servant. Yes. Many Christians prefer preaching in Muslim areas because they are more receptive to things of God. It's true. He that you receive my servant, that's all. You get your reward. Yeah. There are many people who have received me. Because they received me, God will reward them. Not because I'm important. Who am I? I'm nothing. I'll tell you in advance before you send a message that I'm nothing. I know I'm nothing. But because I came in the name of the Lord, and you received because of the Lord, oh, you'll never lose your reward. Never. You are becoming rich towards God. You are becoming rich towards God. As against somebody who has got a Hyundai and a Toyota. What is that? Does it help you? How will it? There's no Toyota in heaven. You know the cars they are moving in heaven? Chariots. Shataka Faraba. Number 8. Rich in cups of water makes you have many rewards. Now notice Matthew 10 verse 42. Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall not in no wise lose his reward. Cup of water. How much is water? How much do they sell it? Do they still sell the sachets? Yeah, they have stopped selling those things in some countries. Sachet. How much is one? 20 pesos. God is saying that one cup of water, 20 p, which is equal to how many divided by 5, is 4 p UK, 3 p, 3 pence UK. 4 cents UK. Do they use cents in the UK? America, 4 cents. 5 cents, America. 5 cents. You will not lose your reward. Many little things you do in the name of, you said a cup of water to my servant. This small thing. How much more you have given $100? How much more whatever it is you can give? You are becoming rich towards God. Your life must be spent in making yourself rich towards God. That's all your life must be used to do. Rich towards God. So is he that is not rich towards God. For he shall say, doubtful today, your soul is right, but you are not rich towards God. It is nice to even be at funerals and see people who are rich towards God. You know, we had one of our aunties died recently. Mrs. Marty, I'll call her. Many little cups of water I remember from her. Even her presence, somebody who can be my mother, her presence in the church. Sunday after Sunday, when I was in my 20s, 29 years old, 28 years old, she was listening to me preaching. She was there all the time. Wow. She received me. That's one. Then she gave. Our orphanage is built on the land that she gave us. She just gave the land, said, I give this land. Many cups of water. Many donations, many little things she could do. She did it, if she could do it. We remember her. I always remember her. When my wife told me that she was, I said, I want to see her. I know, I feel that she's going. I want to see her before she goes. I went to her house not long ago. And I knew when she turned around to wave to me, I knew that I was waving bye-bye. I knew it. Even me on earth, my small me, I don't forget this cup of water. How much more God who has said clearly, the one who numbers the hairs on your head and the cups of water that you give. My friend, I hope you'll be rich towards God. Number 9, or number 8, rich in church buildings. Oh, you are going to build churches. Look. Luke chapter 7 verse 1. Remember this. Now when he had ended his saying, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant who was dear and sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy. He was worthy for whom he should do this. Why? For he loveth our nation and has built us a synagogue. And Jesus, concurred with them and agreed without saying anything. The Bible says, then Jesus went with them. God said, this man has built us a synagogue. Let's go with him. He recognized it. Said, oh yes, that he has built us a synagogue. I worship, I'm coming with you. You know, it is your love. You see, what people don't realize is that your building of the church is a manifestation of love. David said, because of my affection for the Lord, I have prepared of my own proper good. All these things for the building of the house because of my affection. Karamasutarabalaba. You are a God lover when you build his house. Moreover, I have set my affection to the house of my God, my feelings. And I have of my own proper good. You see, his affection and his feeling toward God. And he said, which I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Because of my affection and my feeling about God. A God lover loves God's house. And you are manifesting your love for God. That's why I'm encouraging. God spoke to me in the night. He said, teach my people to build cathedrals. Teach them to build cathedrals. I will bless them. And I know that he will bless you. Yes. Cathedral for me to go and stay in by the grace of God. I was less than 30 years old when I had my own house. I was in my 20s. Yes. I've never rented a house by the grace of God. Long ago. It's not now. You cannot, I don't need your cathedral to stay. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. I don't need accommodation from that cathedral. It's you who will be blessed when you build God's house. Moreover, I have set my affection. I like it. My feelings are toward my God. I have this feeling toward God because of my affection, my feelings. If you are not a lover of God, you will not build that. When I say that to build churches is a love for God. It's a demonstration, it's a high-level demonstration of love for God. High-level. God's house will be built. Bible says, and Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord. It's only lovers who do certain things. And we all know that Solomon is the one who built the temple. Yes. Solomon loved the Lord. He loved the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, please set your things up for heaven. Set your account. So is he that does all these, but is not rich towards God. Number 9. Rich in compassionate works. Works of compassion. When you do works of compassion and mercy, you build up riches. Then shall they answer him, saying, verse 44 of Matthew 25, when saw we thee an hungered or athirst or a stranger? When? Or in prison? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily, I say unto thee, inasmuch as you did not do it to the least of these, you did not do it unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Now, jump to verse in the Message Bible. Now, then those goats are going to say, Master, what are you talking about? Where did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or homeless or shivering or sick or in prison and didn't help? And he will answer them, I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you fail to do one of these things to someone who has been overlooked or ignored, if that was me, you failed to do it to me, then those goats will be headed to their eternal doom. But the sheep to their eternal reward. 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 The word reward has come up again. Reward. Reward has come again. Reward has come up again. If you don't have faith, you will not do it. If you don't have faith, you will not do it. All these people who are shivering, people that are poor, people that are lame, people that are limping, people that are struggling. He said, when did we see you? He said, look, what you did to this people, you were doing it to me. When you do it, you have your eternal reward. You see, that shows you are rich towards God. Rich towards God. That's what we should be doing. Rich towards God. Why do you think Bill Gates and all these people are giving their money away? Because it has become useless like a mountain of sand. It cannot do, it cannot help us. You have it, it's not helping. So eternal rewards and becoming rich towards God. These are the things. That's why I'm doing this hospital. Help me to do it, For the blind, for these people who can't pay entry fee. What do you call it in the hospital? Consultation, yes. It's not entry fee. They can't pay. You are doing it to me. You'll be surprised. It's one of the most important works you can ever do. Are you there? Beautiful. So we are going to be doing good works and becoming rich towards God. These are what we are going to give ourselves to. And you see Jesus who controlling money in the world. He'll just say, you're seeking my kingdom first. You want to do for people who can't pay, you see. I'll pay you now. Yes. You know, a pastor, he told me, he said, look, when I had this, I had to say it in my church. He did a program for this. Not only just a program, but he does those things for the people. For people who can't walk, can't see, can't do anything. And a lady came. When she came, she was, I don't know, she was around. And she was from America. So one day, he went there, and then she was there. So come to my house. So when he got there, he said, there's a shop down the road here. All right. Go there with your wife. And he said, choose any car. Any car. A Mercedes, they sell only Mercedes there. Any car. Your wife should choose any car. And then you also, any car. So, yes. So she said, look, he said, I'm not joking. And she said, when I came to Ghana, you didn't know who I was. And you treated me, and I saw that you only do things for people who can't pay. I saw it. You do things for people who can't pay. You see, the reason was because I was standing with him in front of the S-Class, the latest. And he said, look, me, when I had to, and she paid for it, brand new, and then the four-wheel drive on the biggest one. Because I said, choose you, don't feel afraid. Don't feel afraid. Yes. She said, you don't know me. You didn't know who I was. That's what she told me. She said, you didn't know who I was. She chose the most expensive of the Mercedes. Top range, four-wheel drive, highest level. With cameras at every dot. It goes down like diamonds around the car. But 16 cameras. Yes. She said, I see that you do things for beggars, for people who cannot pay. I'm doing this. When the cast came to Ghana, you know duty in Ghana, she paid all. Paid, transport pay. She said, no, I didn't buy a problem for you. No. So the brother brought it to me. I dedicated the first one, then the other one also. And another day, I also came down. He said, I just wanted to go. When I saw that, I said, hey, you got a new car. He said, look, it's a story. You won't believe it. Yours will be happening soon. In Jesus' name. Yes, it's a miracle. God is the one controlling all these things. Yes. This is the Lord. Uh-huh. You see, this is why you say, it is the Lord. This type of thing, it is the Lord. And it is the Lord from the where. Somebody will say, go and choose. You say, oh, give me the small one here. Say, you even feel shy. So she rebuked and said, look, I said, choose the any car here. When she chose, she said, that's the one I also have. The best one here. Very good. You've chosen well. And rightly so. Rama Sato Rabakabarambala. Huh. It is the Lord. Rich towards God. And the last point. Rich towards God by giving. When you are rich in giving. You are rich in towards God. When you are rich in giving. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites or the actors do in the synagogues, that they may have glory of men. Verily, verily, I say, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. You have an open reward for all your giving of alms. And you're giving and giving and giving and giving. So brothers and sisters, so he said to him, thou fool, because you are not rich towards God. So I hope at least I got some few points, isn't it? What it means to be rich towards God. Let's look at the points there. To be rich in seeking God, you become rich towards God. Rich in faith, you become rich towards God. Rich in love, you become rich towards God. Rich in persecutions, you become rich towards God. Rich in souls, you become rich towards God. Rich in receiving God's servant, you become rich towards God. Rich in cups of water. Ah, this one is nice. You'll be rich towards God. Be rich in building the church. You'll be rich towards God. Be rich in compassionate works. You'll be rich towards God. And be rich in giving. Giving. Just giving alms. You'll be rich towards God. Every standing. Lift your hands as we pray. Father, thank you for the blessing and the gift you've given to us today. Guide us and lead us. Thank you for your mighty Holy Spirit that is working in our lives, changing our lives, changing our lives, changing our lives, changing everything. We thank you. We praise you. Lift your hand and pray for a moment. Lord, I want to be rich towards you. I want to be rich towards God. Rich towards God. Rich towards God. So is he that is not rich towards God. Thank you for blessing us, making us rich towards you. We love you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you for this great opportunity to be rich towards God. Help us, Lord, to be a church, a people that are rich in good works, rich towards you. We love you, Father. We praise you and we give you thanks. Thank you for your mighty power that is at work in our lives. Matoka baranandi mana shende le babanara bala. Marenda la basuta beleke de rebona jamande le berebe. Oh makabalanda rebonde le mande le benerebe. Mendo barata sabande le mendo la manda ribolede bene. Thank you for your mighty power. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, dear Lord, for blessing us mightily. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you want to give your life to Jesus, just pray this prayer with me. I want Jesus in my heart, in my life. I want to be changed by the power of God. Say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I open my heart and I receive Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for reaching me. Thank you for loving me. From today, I will serve you. From today, I'll follow you. From today, I belong to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord. Amen and amen. Father, thank you for everyone who is part of this service. bless and touch every life by your mighty power. We give you thanks. We give you praise for your blessed glory that is upon us in this place. Thank you for making us rich towards you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. And at this time, we're going to receive our Holy Communion. Take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink it, this is my blood, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink. For communion, please don't eat at this time. We're going to have the Holy Communion. The presence of God is here. Father, we thank you for the body of Jesus Christ. We receive, Lord, at this time, power of healing, protection. Lord, we pray every week we are praying, Tuesdays, Fridays, Sundays. We are believing you and trusting you for your power. And as we take part in the body of Christ, we thank you for the blessing, the blessed cup of blessing and this bread of blessing as we partake of it. May every sickness in us be healed. May we be recovered and restored from every plague, every bad news, every diagnosis, every fearful disease, every virus, every pandemic, every risk, and every danger. Thank you for recovery, for restoration, and for healing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The body of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to share this communion with you. It's a cup of blessing. Hold your cup up, your wine, whatever you have. Father, thank you for the cup of blessing. Although there may be a curse in our families, a curse in our house, a curse in our household, maybe even a curse that we brought upon ourselves, as we lift up this cup of blessing, we thank you that as we drink of this, we are receiving a blessing, a true blessing. Thank you that the blessing neutralizes the curse that is present. Present in our family, present in our genes, present in our history, present in our ancestors. For your word says that sin entered and passed unto all men. Rama Santola Maga. Every sin that has passed unto us is rejected now because of this blood, and is cleansed because of the blood. May our sins be forgiven, and may mercy be applied in our case. May every evidence, every testimony, and every accusation against us be neutralized and canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. We erase our fingerprints and our footprints from every road and path of shame, every road of sin, and everywhere where there is evidence and piled up against us by this blood. The greatest of all erasing agents, let all those things be erased, and let your blessing come fully into everyone that is participating. The blood of Jesus Christ. Now lift your hands for your blessing. And Moses said to Aaron and his sons, he said, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee. May the Lord bless you in your houses. Though there is death walking on the streets, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord keep thee and protect thee from the pestilence that walketh in the noonday, and the arrow that flieth by night. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. Approval that you have not had for a long time, receive that approval now. And the Lord be gracious unto thee. May all your sins be washed away as the waves of the sea come and wash the shore. So also may your sins be washed, and may there be no evidence of them forevermore. May your sins be remembered no more, and may your mistakes not be counted against you forever because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever reason you have given for a bird flying in the air to land upon you with a curse, Nekaro Mazanduli Mahamanda, may that reason be erased by the blood of the Lamb. May the blessing of the Lord be superimposed over your life. Instead of a flying curse, receive a supernatural blessing. In place of evil, receive good. In place of darkness, receive light. I superimpose the help of God and the blessing of God on you and the household and the family and the children. None of your children will go out and bring you bad news. Your seed shall be mighty in the earth. For the Lord blesses your seed and causes your seed to prosper and be righteous. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. May he change his mind and give you approval where there was no approval, blessing where there was no blessing, and help where he never helped you. I see the Lord stretching out his hand into your life and helping you and blessing you. Young boy, young girl, you shall grow up good and right before the Lord. You shall be like a tender plant, with a bright eye for the future, and become a mighty tree. And the birds of the air shall rest upon you. You shall bring comfort to many, comfort and joy, and rest and blessing to many in the name of Jesus. The Lord give you peace. I command the storms of your life to calm down. I command the quarrels and contentions to calm down. I command every dark and gathering cloud to dispel in the name of Jesus. Receive peace. I rebuke demons that have surrounded your house, surrounded your dwelling place. I command peace in the house. I command tranquility. I speak to divorce. I say, go, be gone. I speak to evil and quarrel. I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. Let help come from heaven. Let help descend from heaven into your midst. The blessing of the Lord keeps you, and the blessing of the Lord walks with you. And now, may you find favor and be chosen this week. Be chosen this week. You'll be chosen this week, and you'll be selected this week. Anafra matora mandala for a good thing. Nalambu kasamandala. Be chosen, be favored, be blessed, be selected. Tarama, you will not be deselected. Taramasuku tarababa. Boholariba. I see a paper with a list and a name being cancelled. It will not be your name. In the name of Jesus, you are declared among the chosen ones that are being chosen this week by the favor of the Lord. Thank you, Father. For he that began a good work in us shall bring it to a perfect end. May the Lord bring your life to a perfect conclusion. You will not die abruptly. You will not die suddenly. You will not die prematurely. You are crossing 70 years with ease. In Jesus' name I declare it to be so. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.